This is Rudy Gobert, and this is your Jazz Game Rewind.
This is John Kiefer with your Jazz Game Rewind, and coming off an epic double overtime game versus the Denver Nuggets, the Utah Jazz rested Donovan Mitchell as they took on the Dallas Mavericks. And this was a tale of two halves, as the Jazz offense looked sharp in the first half, scoring 70 points and tying a franchise record with 13 made three-pointers. The minivan George Niang continued his hot shooting over the last two games and was a perfect 4-for-4 from three for 13 points. He has now made 7 of his last 9 three-point attempts after going 3-for-23 over the first three games.
George Niang, ball fakes a three, takes one dribble to his left and rips the cords. And the Jazz have 8 threes in the quarter. Holy smokes!
The player of the game had to be Jordan Clarkson, however, who dropped 18 points and made 5 threes in just 14 short minutes of play. He is an absolute flamethrower off the bench.
Ingles, left-hand drive, rotates to Clarkson. Catch and shoot three on the right side is good. Niang into the lane, throws it over to Clarkson right side, fires the three, hits. Oh, Utah has hit 7 threes in the first quarter already.
Let's join Locke and Boone on the call as the Jazz close the first half on a 15-2 run, capped off by a 4-point play from Jordan Clarkson.
O'Neal to the corner to Ingles, drives in the lane, brings it back up top. Clarkson's wide open, straight down the barrel. Three is good. That's the 11th of the game for the Jazz, the second in the quarter. 58-52, Jordan Clarkson starting today, has 12 points to lead the Jazz. 4-of-6 from three, seems to have found his stroke. Pass deflected by Conley, picked up by Ingles. Jazz on the run. Ingles goes to the left side, Clarkson's wide open, left corner, pocket, nailed it. Jordan Clarkson's 5-of-7 from three. The Jazz lead by 8. Rick Carlisle wants a timeout. Rudy is the best isolation defender in the NBA. People don't realize this, but that is statistically true. Beautiful pocket pass from Clarkson quickly to Rudy, and he's fouled at the rim, and Rudy will go to line for two. Jordan Clarkson showing a versatility of his game, and usually when you're talking about Jordan Clarkson versatility, you're talking about shots at the rim, shots in the mid-range, and shots at three. And that's versatile for Jordan because they're all shooting. But he's actually throwing some passes and doing some other things today.
Yeah, role just changed slightly in this ball game, getting into a starting role. But gave the basketball to Rudy at the right time, which is the key for Rudy to catch and find out what he wants to do with the basketball.
Free throw by Rudy is good. Trey Burke, pull-up jumper on the mid-range right side, no good. Left-hand rebound by Ingles. He comes to the front court, wearing number 2 with his low tops and a left-hand dribble, wraps the pass around to O'Neal, goes and catches but forgot the catch. Goes back to get it, flings it to the right wing to Conley, resets O'Neal, lobs it inside to Rudy, but there's no Rudy. Trey Burke with the steal. Trey to the front court. Trey on the run. Trey lobs it high to Jackson, who lays it up and missed the easy bunny. Here come the Jazz the other way with a 10-point lead and a minute to play. Joe Ingles in transition, 4-3, no. Mike Conley tip, follow, missed it. Rudy at the rim, high above the crowd, can't collect himself. When he does bring it down, he gets fouled. Jazz by 11 as Rudy makes the free throw. We have a minute left in the quarter. Jazz have 11 threes on 22 attempts already today. Trey Burke at the top for Dallas. Works to the right side, hesitation dribble, throws it right to Joe Ingles. They used to be teammates, they're not anymore. Joe on the run. O'Neal through the lane, collects himself, kicks it out. Feet set, ball wet, splash for Mike Conley.
I love it when they push the ball up the floor.
12-3 of the game for the Jazz. They have really instituted it, and it took them a little while to get used to it. Jazz franchise record for threes in a half is 13. Ron, the other night, we keep this. No, this is maybe the uniqueness to our broadcast that we hope you appreciate. As Trey Burke gets fouled and will go to the line. The Jazz the other night against the Denver Nuggets on catch and shoot threes were 21 of 38 from the field. On catch and shoot threes, 21 for 38. Today, as Trey Burke is still on the line, the Jazz are 9 of 15. So the Jazz are 30 of their last 53 on catch and shoot threes.
All has to do with the ball movement and the style of play that the Jazz use.
The Jazz were the number one catch and shoot team in the NBA at the suspension and still seem to be. 66-54, Jazz by 12. Clarkson swings it to Conley. Conley puts it on the deck. Back over to Jordan. Jordan penetrates by Trey Burke. Off balance, right hand push shot, no good. Gets his own rebound with 8 seconds left. Brings it back out top. Jazz re-space. Clarkson attacks Trey with a left hand step back three. Wanted the foul, didn't get it. Yes, he did. And he got the bucket. He'll buy it and he'll get one free. A 4-point play opportunity for Jordan Clarkson. And Clarkson's got 17 in the first half.
Coming out of the second half, the Jazz rested all of their starters and George Niang. So we essentially got to see the Salt Lake City Stars face off against the bench of the Dallas Mavericks. They looked strong in the third quarter and even had a lead coming out of the fourth, but they went ice cold in that fourth quarter, shooting just 3 for 26, while Dallas dropped 34 points on their way to a 122-114 victory. This was a big game for seeding, as the Jazz seemed dead set on avoiding the Houston Rockets at all cost in that first round. With OKC losing to the Suns today, a Jazz win would have moved them to the fifth seed. So with the loss this afternoon, they maintain that sixth seed and are currently slated to play the Denver Nuggets. That could turn into the Clippers, as those two teams play tonight, and a Nuggets win would actually move them to the two seed. The Jazz will play the San Antonio Spurs on Thursday to close out the seeding games, and that game will tip off at 4:30 Mountain Standard Time. For all your Jazz game notes and highlights, be sure to subscribe to the Locked On Jazz and Utah Jazz Radio podcast and visit lockedonjazz.net. This has been John Kiefer with your Jazz Game Rewind.